Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, a disclaimer, my podcasts are not intended to violate the law. You know, podcasts are a form of art form. And, you know, I wasn't going to talk. I wasn't in the mood to talk. But I feel that, you know, I told you guys that the 11th, I was going to release another song. Or album, but I'm trying to get that done, so hopefully that will happen. You know, I'm trying to keep up with the changes in the present, because we all know that the past is over. But there are some things in my present from my past that I have no control over, you know, and it's negative. It doesn't make sense. It's sick. One thing is that people talk about where I'm from, Buffalo, New York, or came from there. You know, I haven't been in Buffalo in a very, very long time. And I don't want to hear when somebody who's unaware or who I don't know, or who don't have no good intentions, or it's not, or, you know, say, oh, I should go back, or why would I go back to Buffalo? Buffalo's not a place of artistic, someone who wants to make it in the major leagues in music, or, you know, for my destiny. My destiny as in Buffalo was a child. But it's not my destiny to live there as an adult. I had a horrific childhood in Buffalo, but I'm not putting down Buffalo. Buffalo's a city, you know, a good city, but, you know, and I have condolences for the victims of that white supremacist situation, which is horrific. And, yeah, when I was in Buffalo, situations related to racism was a concern for me when I remember. I'm surprised when I hear about Buffalo not addressing the segregation on the east side. I realize how racism is there. And I hope that they address it. Because this is my hometown. I did call the Common Council and the mayor. They should do something about that. So bigotry is... I did experience some bigotry, I saw it, but it's pretty much an open-minded town. There's no way, you know, Buffalo's is up north, you know, open-mindedness, you know. Anything in New York State is open. Believe me, I'm sure they changed a lot, and it is a great town, but, you know, there's no way, like, other parts of the country where it's bigger, you know, but it's open. But for me, I had to find my place in L.A. because I came out here to be a singer, but to find my situation. So once people mention, oh, I should go back, or I must be brave, that's a long, long, I've been in L.A. for a very long time. I'm not going to disrespect Buffalo because I have relatives there. Maybe I may visit, but I'm not going to live there. So it's not something that should be talked about as I've been living in L.A., because L.A. is my hometown. Been out here decades. I've been in L.A. a very long time, so this is my hometown. It's not Buffalo. Buffalo don't. I respect Buffalo, but Buffalo is in the past, not the present. Well, you know. Two, somebody who I would never be attracted to. You know, somebody told me not to talk about negative things on podcasts. And, you know, it's important that I do, because I, you know, someone suggested that I do these blog talk radio because I love to talk. And I realized that I have to talk about everything that comes to my mind because it's important for me to be healthy. As long as I ain't being abrasive or anything, you know, I have to. If I'm going to be healthy, if I'm going to be, you know, saying I had to address everything in my life because it cleansed me out. And as long as I'm being respectful and it's part of living, you know, the truth is you cannot be a healthy person if you're just going to address only positive issues, because it's like burying things under the rug. So burying things under the rug will not make you healthy. It will make things more problematic for me. So I had to address every issue to be a cleansed individual, or at least mostly cleansed. It doesn't solve everything, and it surely does not, but I'm better off than keeping it, not addressing it, because we have to in order to be a healthy person. And I'm going to say this to Buffalo I came from, so I respect Buffalo. Buffalo's a good town. Visit it, yeah. Niagara Falls, so on. But there was a lot of issues, you know, I had. You know, I'm glad I came up north. One thing I will say, I didn't know about all the history of Buffalo. I didn't know all about all this. So everything come out with that horrific tragedy and with those 10 innocent people got killed. It is a realization how dangerous it is, especially for African-American men. And I'm going to talk about that soon, you know, or African-American, how we have to be careful. And I'm an African-American male, so it's important that I be careful. I have to be extremely careful being a minority. Because black men, you know, I'll talk about that in a minute, but I'm in L.A., so I'm unless I go back to Buffalo, I'm an Angeleno. But I'm talking about the issue related to someone who I would never be attracted to, who's attracted to me. And I realize I don't want to be attracted to someone who have a mental health issue, and I am, who make up stories that I came on to them. I cannot come on to somebody I have no attraction to, period. If I was attracted to somebody, it would be direct. We don't make up stories about people being attracted to. As I said, I was a victim of someone who's a stalker or obsessed person. That person should be locked in jail. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because they see my music or whatever, and I'm not that big of a star. But, again, I don't want to talk about that. I talk about these other issues, and I made a promise I won't talk about that because I'm some of that no more because I have to be healthy. I don't want no stalker or no obsessed person around. That's not positive. And I'm going to bring up with this being an African-American male in general, whether you're gay or straight. And you know what I said about, you know, that's out in the open about who I am and what I am, and I'm an artist, et cetera, et cetera. It's shown that a lot of black men have been victims of homicide. They don't live long. These statistics, you know, I was looking at these statistics, and it's true. The propensity of black men dying, and the lowest rate of mortality, and one reason is because of homicide, and I'm not going to put myself in that position to be killed or put in a victim, be victimized. And it has happened to me. You know, it's the reason why it happens is because of white supremacy, racism, and the other reason is because of black-on-black crime is another reason. Gangs and stuff like that. I don't join no gangs. I don't hang out with negative people. And I'm not going to hang out with a criminal or a dangerous person, regardless of what race they come from. So I look at that and it's like, yeah, I may have, you know, other problems, you know, health issues or whatever, just like anybody. But I do not want to be no victim of no homicide. But I wanted to let you know it's important. because in my own family, I look at it that it is true. Two of my nephews who were grown, they're African American, they both were murdered. My dad was murdered, my mother told me. Malpractice. So, yes, I've seen it. They were murdered by jealous African-American men or gangs or whatever. And, you know, that is true. I don't want to be the next statistic. I didn't come on this planet to be a statistic or to be harassed for me or anything like that. But let me tell you, I was a victim of a crime. Yes, targeted, plots, everything. I told the whole story about the you know, victim of fraud, stalking, harassment. And yes, my life was in danger. So I had to keep away from negative people. PTSD. I find out this African-American who was prominent had PTSD because he was being harassed by other black men. And, you know, well, I'm going to say this. Most black men and women or people in general don't do that, but a percentage do, regardless of race, color, creed, and sexual orientation and gender. I don't hang out with any type of criminal. If you're a criminal who's black, white, gay, straight, etc., I do not hang around. So I didn't come on this planet to be a statistic or to be be the next statistic to be put in the books as the next victim, the next murder victim. No way. And I'm just going to try to make sure, work hard to keep away. And I need to keep away from somebody who make up stories that I came out to them. I can't deal with someone with a severe mental illness and who is a criminal or antisocial, because that's serious. Make up stories about people that is false to target people or harass or stalk. I was a victim. So I have to talk about these things. The good thing, the only positive thing I could say is that they give me something to write about, to talk about, like in my songs. You heard my song, Trauma. I've written about it. It's past and present. Here is the song. For me to be someone of importance, to make things instantly. I wrote that song a long time ago. The song is about wishing upon having a good time, fortune, just having a great life. And then but actually describing the truth about my life. And it's very true. Since I was a kid, I suffered traumatic experiences when I was a child. And I don't want to talk about something negative, you know. The positive, it was catharsis to release it, to release the song. It was catharsis to make the song so I can be a healthier individual, so I can be a happy individual. Because those traumatic experiences have led me to being a musician, to being an artist. And unfortunately, to be honest with you, I had more and more traumas related to that. And it was very sad, you know, to write, you know, I suffered the emotional stress that led me into a trauma. It's about this, you know, being damaged or emotionally from a bad experience to many. Or to write, you know, I want to see a big light that's there for me to be someone of importance to make things look neat. Or I want to see a big light that's there for me to be, you know, just speaking of just wishing about good things. But I have experienced that before, and I had to suffer the violent mess. I said I wanted to suffer so many violent situations. And yes, I could have been a statistic, and I'm not going to. I can't be no statistic. I had to keep away the evil, keep away the negativity. I have to. And it's still related to now because all those experiences, it include environmental, you know, homelessness, sleeping in a cardboard box, getting robbed, and then writing songs and music that I truly made on my U.S. Copyright Office. I'm going to be on my songwriter. And to hear somebody try to press my button saying that they stole it or have sampled it and made money from it, that's not good. Yes, it can cause stress. It caused a traumatic experience in terms of being harassed simply because I was talented. And then I realized, I looked at my nephews, okay, they harassed because, you know, the guys were jealous. Then this person said, oh, they came over here because they look at me as they're jealous of my talents. They want to take advantage of me, use me. And I said, no way. I ain't coming on this planet to leave the world early for some dangerous person's motives or to be stepped on as a little person for them to get to the top. And that's not fair. And that's very painful. So that song does relate to past and today, present. So I am reminded how I had to walk a fine line to be healthy. That's why I always said that motto, you hang around with positive people, positive consequences. And when I say that, it means people who are positive must hang around with positive people. Not no criminal. A criminal loves to look for positive people or people who got ambitions like me or you to take advantage. That has nothing to do with criminals. Criminals, that's a different story. Criminals cannot hang around positive people because they will hurt the positive person. They take away the positive and make it negative because negative people always bring negative consequences. So if I hang around a negative person, it's going to be a negative consequence. I can't do that. I can't go hang around the negative or the evil. Someone jealous of me, I'm like, that is a red flag. I got nothing to stay away. I would never, it's the natural feeling to be envious, but don't use it to try to manipulate or undermine someone's potential. So that's my stance. You know, I had a very painful life. I didn't see my dreams come true. I didn't find a life, the life that I wanted. I didn't find a love, the right love, the positive love that I wanted. I didn't see many of the dreams or the natural life fortunes that a lot of people are enjoying. But I still have to continue to live because I only have one life to live, you know. Yeah, it's unfair, but I have one life to live. So that's what I have to talk. So, and that's why I write music and inspire me to be positive. So hopefully I can release something soon. Good day, good night from Dope Night.